Today is Wednesday, August 14th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and do you listen? And today is no different. It is National Navajo Code Talkers Day, and it's also National Creamsicle Day. And that's it. We only have two today. That's all we've got. All right, well, let's have a look and see if we have any contact. Gary in Portland messaged a couple of times, and he says, I've always called it Eureka. Eureka Springs is the second message. I don't know. I have always called Eureka, Eureka Springs. Well, Gary, it is Eureka Springs. But sometimes we shorten it to Eureka. or sometimes I shorten it to Eureka. I don't know. But I guess I have said Eureka and Eureka Springs both. Yes, technically the full name is Eureka Springs, and we did go to Eureka Springs. So thank you so much for the text. So we have some voicemails, but I don't know. Now I don't know if I deleted all of them. But I want to go ahead and play. Let's just have a listen here. Oh, you know what? I'm going to assume that these. Yeah, I'm going to delete this. And I'm having an issue with my automation. Everything that is going into my voicemail pile is problematic. So let's just go over and look at my calls. I think I did this last time or a couple of episodes ago where I had to go and look for calls while I was talking, because I was like, oh, we're going to listen to voicemails. And then I went over there and it didn't work because there was a problem. There is a problem that I need to fix when I have time to fix it, but all right, I'm almost there. Okay, so I think there might have been another Missy Wick call, but I'm going to just leave that out, and we're going to look at this one and see who this is from. Let's have a
listen. Okay, so this is really stupid, but I was listening to your
Whataburger
dilemma, and
my dilemma?
When I hear you say is Whataburger, like kilowatt.
Yeah.
But to me, it's pronounced what, not what. And I hear you saying Whataburger.
I am.
But it should be Whataburger. Like with a soft U, not a soft A.
I feel like that was the same thing that you just said.
I don't really care. I'm just calling to give you content.
I appreciate it.
Whatever you do with it, you do with it. I think that's it. Okay. Oh, was I correct? I just listened to the mix from last Friday, and is there not going to be a show this coming and the next Friday? It sounded like Daniel said 2 weeks off or something. I don't know.
Well,
whatever. Okay. Talk to you later. It's Tony in Illinois. Bye.
Hey, Tony. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. So.
Okay. So this is.
Oh, I just played it again. So to answer your question, even though this is, I know I'm playing this late, but to answer your question from before, he thought there might not be an episode because he thought he might be camping. And that would have been 2 weeks ago at this point. not 2 weeks, but a week and a half ago, two episode days ago, but we ended up doing a show. So that was on, I don't even know. Let's see. Today's the 14th, 13th, 12th, 11th, 10th, 9th. So we would have had a show. He was here on the 9th. So we did not do a show, but the 2nd, we did do a show. But your call is from the 8th. So now I'm confused, but we are doing, as far as I know, we are doing a show this week. We did not do a show last Friday because Daniel was here, and there you go. All right. Well, we will go ahead and leave that there. We do have one or two more, but I don't want to make this just a contact episode. So we will continue to talk about the weekend. So I know I mentioned, you know, Daniel arrived. He sat on the runway. I wanted to say tarmac, but I'm not sure. Tarmac is something. Oh, back to what Tony said. Yes, I say Whataburger. I feel like that is also the way they say it in commercials and things of that nature. Maybe it is my Arkansas accent and it is just an accent thing. But what people have complained slash had an issue with or made fun of is the fact that they think it sounds like I'm saying water burger, like water, like you drink water, which I've never said an R. I say wada, but not water. So, but I know in Boston and other places, wada would be water as well. It really just depends on your regional dialect, right? Your regional accent. So, when you said your two examples of it, they both sounded identical to me. So maybe I say I don't know. I don't know, but they sounded the same to me. It was so minuscule a difference that it might as well not have even been a difference at all. But I get it. We all say things differently. But what I'm saying is I believe I am saying it like they say it in Texas, which is where Whataburger is from. But maybe I'm not. Maybe I don't. And I'm delusional. Who knows? Thanks for your call. Thanks for both of your calls. All right, so back to that. So Daniel sat on the tarmac / runway, whatever. And we went, we got him some supplies, and then we went to, I was a little bit nervous because I don't know why, but I get nervous when we go to restaurants and we go close to closing time. I don't know what I think they're going to do, but I feel bad. I'm inconveniencing the people who work at that restaurant. If I go in, if they're closing at 10 and I go in at 9:30, let's say. Technically, they're still open, but it's going to take me longer than 30 minutes to order the food to come out, me to eat and leave. And so then I'm leaving past closing time, and it just stresses me a little bit. So I was a little bit stressed about, oh, are we going to be in that window where we're keeping them late? But by the time we finished eating, it was 10:02. They were closing at 10. We paid our bill and everything, and we were walking out the door at 10:02. So I feel like it worked out fine. On Saturday, the plan was we're going to, I gave him a couple of options. I said, we can go bowling, we can go to the museum, but Daniel said he's not much of a art museum person, so we didn't do that. We have a nationally famous museum. I don't know if it's worldwide famous, but we have a nationally famous art museum called Crystal Bridges. And I said, well, we could go there, but he's not into portrait or he's not into art. So we didn't do that. Bowling was an option. But what we decided to do, because I've been talking so much about Missy Witt on Geeky Gay and people have been calling and giving tips about Missy Witt and everything, he wanted to see the Missy Witt documentary. So we ended up watching the Missy Witt documentary. We watched a couple of episodes and then we had plans to go to the grape festival. We did. I feel like we ate something. We ate so much while he was here. we had Chick-fil-A for breakfast. So I went and picked up, we picked up Chick-fil-A, brought it back. We had Chick-fil-A. We watched Missy Witt documentary. We also took Daniel to Walmart so that he could get a comb. I feel like we did something else, but mostly we just kind of relaxed, hung out, chatted, watched Missy Witt. And then we went to the Grape Festival because we had to have our fried chicken and spaghetti. And you know when you've really talked something up to someone and then you think to yourself, I probably talked this up too much. Because this is a small town festival. You know, it's not like... it's not fancy. It's a pretty small ordeal. It's not gourmet spaghetti or anything like that, but it is traditional. It is handmade pasta, handmade sauce, or homemade sauce. But we got in line. It was a really long line. Mark went and bought the tickets. Daniel and I were in line for the chicken and spaghetti. We got our chicken spaghetti. We walked across the street to the park because that's a little less crowded. Found a bench in the park, a covered area. Ate our spaghetti and chicken. Went back, walked around, watched people ride rides, listened to the music. There was live music going on. And we had some grape ice cream. It was good, but I don't know that Daniel was impressed by the spaghetti. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.